or it'll say,
circumstances
don't matter.
Only
my state of being matters.
A plus. For now, we may continue with discussion or question.
Greetings, Michelle.
And to you, good day.
Good day. So, I have a very specific question for which I'd like to go through some background, and you may stop me at any time.
Stop. Take you at your word.
All right. So, yesterday you spoke about a template level of existence just above our
yes,
reality.
The higher self level.
In which the higher self resides, yes.
Yes.
At that level, it's been my understanding that energy exists. One of the ways of perceiving energy as existing is in geometrical shapes, geometrical patterns,
yes.
Fractal patterns.
Yes.
And in this level of reality,
you mean your physical level,
yes,
or the template level?
Our physical level.
Yes.
In our physical level of reality, everything is created in an approximation of that template level.
So to speak.
Okay. Now, would it be fair to say that you must be in form in order to affect form? You must be in manifest form in order to affect manifest form.
Not always.
Okay.
However, by being used to the idea of experiencing some level of manifest form, there is certainly a closer vibrational relationship that may allow for what you are referring to as ease of manipulation. Yes. In general, yes. It isn't an absolute that it must be so.
Okay.
It depends upon the level of cognizance of the consciousness, the reason for the interaction with physical form, and the agreements made.
And the agreements made. Between your personality self and your higher self, you mean? Or between
also,
all beings existing in that?
Yes.
I see.
And any level in between.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, our consciousness is housed in, or perhaps this, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but our consciousness is housed in this vessel, right? Our bodies that we call our body.
No. No. Your body is housed in your consciousness.
I see.
Okay. It only appears as if your consciousness is housed in your body from a physical point of view.
Right.
The idea of your so-called spirit leaving the body is simply a physiological reality perspective of your consciousness expanding beyond the parameters of your physical manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
So the body is actually contained in the spirit. The spirit is not contained in the body. However, what the body does provide and what is in a sense contained in the crystallized vibrational pattern of the physical form is the mind. You understand?
Yes.
The mind, the physical mind, is the product of the physical form and is contained in a sense within it, but not consciousness itself. Make sense?
Yes.
All right. It is expressed through that, but it's not contained within the body.
So what I'm interested in is that expression and how that expression can be most effective, so to speak, how we can most effectively coherently channel energy from that higher plane, from that template plane, into this physical reality.
Act upon your highest joy every given moment to the best of your ability. That's the formula, because that's the compass needle that aligns you to your true self. And thus, when you are acting on your highest joy, being in the vibration of your true state of being, your most natural creative state of being, that allows all communication between all such created levels to become far more homogenized, synchronous, and harmonious. Mm-hmm. Make sense?
Yes.
That's why we say following your highest joy is the driving engine and the organizing principle, not only of the things going on in physical reality, but of all levels of your being as well. It makes you a more conductive conduit.
Yes.